Where, then, in perhaps a defensive tract of tone, they make it cute with their responses, playing upon the Inquisitor's very words when stating things like, I may be alone, but being alone doesn't necessarily constitute an automatic connection to this prevailing theme of loneliness that you're trying to connect to me here. Certainly, I can, like anyone else, see that there's an association between the words themselves that I'm sure we can all agree to be clearly pointed in its obviousness. Its basic premise can be traced back through a rather cursory and easily understood course of etymological investigation. But without dampening this response too much, without steeping it in philosophical rhetoric, I'll just say, as some of the lonely folk under scrutiny may very well also reply in a similar fashion, that, no, I may be alone, but lonely I am not. Without casting too wide a net, I found through my research, which isn't the largest in scope, but I found that philosophy is truly the sport of the lonely, and those truly alone seem to wear it like a badge. The fact of the matter is that something occurs to the lonely man or woman. There comes a point where they lose all notions that they're indeed lonely and living in such denial. It promulgates their misinterpretations of the questions being asked of them. They could and would be likely to respond by saying they indeed are not lonely, but this, I'm afraid, is but a confirmation of an unfortunate denial. This denial is but a defensive scheme played out to its dull gray ending, but it can be so much deeper and darker than simply protecting one's psyche. It can be proof, or at least a trail of crumbs for the astute detective that can follow it closely, to where I suspect would lead them to yet another unbreakable level, another seal built upon, into the Tartarus the lonely man or woman has devised out of similar surroundings and the familiarities experienced in and about their daily routines.